Welcome to the E2A Flippers Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Rakin, and this show is dedicated to helping you make more money by flipping physical products from eBay to Amazon.com. If that's what you're here to learn, then you're in the right place. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the E2A Flippers Podcast. And in today's short episode, I want to talk about four ways that you can remain more competitive when you're flipping items from eBay to Amazon and how you can increase your profit margins. Number one, okay, you want to make sure you're tax exempt. So when you're buying items from eBay to flip on Amazon, like, well, we'll just say when you're buying items on eBay with just an eBay buyer's account, you're going to be charged sales tax. Now, you may be living in a state where you're not charged sales tax. So if you are, congratulations. But if you live in maybe Connecticut or New York or California, I mean, you could be paying, my sales tax here in Connecticut is 6.35%. If you're in California, I think that's up to 10% sales tax. So imagine if you didn't have to pay sales tax when you purchased an item on eBay to flip on Amazon. Well, if you're doing that to flip because you're running a business, then you could legally become tax exempt on eBay.com. So there's a whole entire process to do this. Depending on what state you live in, the process is going to be a little bit different, but I'd recommend going to rakinprofit.com/tax. That'll redirect you to the eBay page and it'll share with you what are the different forms or steps that you'll have to take. You know, it'll take a little bit of work, but it's going to save you so much money and you're going to have opportunities where maybe other people will pass on it because it's not profitable for them, but for you, it will be because you don't have to pay sales tax. So tip number one, make sure you become sales tax exempt as soon as possible. All right. Tip number two, to remain more competitive flipping items from eBay to Amazon, or just to increase your profits overall, is to use cashback portals. Okay. So essentially what a cashback portal is a website that you can go to before you actually check out at eBay to get free cash back. Okay. I would recommend Top Cashback or Be Frugal. These are two websites that I use. And also, if you have virtual assistants, they could use it for you. Just log into your account and make sure they check out with that website. And the amount of money these cashback sites differ based on like the day or the time or the month. I mean, it always changes. So there's some various websites you can use to see what cashback portal is going to make you the most money. But again, if you want to remain more competitive and just get paid free money for literally doing nothing just for checking out with eBay, Top Cashback and Be Frugal are definitely game changers. Tip number three, to get free money, to remain more competitive flipping from E to A, or just to increase your profit margins, is to use a credit card. Now, I do understand some people are in credit card debt. Some folks suffer with just dealing with credit cards. They can't use them. They go into debt. They don't pay them off in full. Don't use a credit card. If that's the case for you, again, you know, nothing against you. Just please, you don't want to get into credit card debt. It's the worst possible thing you can do. But if you are able to manage credit cards and you are able to pay them off in full and you have the cash to be able to pay them off, then I'd recommend using a credit card. There's a couple credit cards that I use. I have some different Chase credit cards. Right now I'm using the Capital One Spark, which is 2% cash back. If you're having cash flow issues, and again, I'm not a huge like believer in using credit if you don't have the money to pay for it, but the American Express Plum has some pretty good terms, where you can essentially pay off like 10% the first 30 days and then like the remaining 90% after 60 days. So you can really leverage your credit, but that could possibly get you in trouble. But in terms of cash back, I love some of the Chase cards are really good. The Business Inc., if you have a business, or the Capital One Spark, definitely some great credit cards, at least 2%. And oh, I forgot to mention, PayPal has a credit card where you can get up to 3% cash back. I just don't use it because you have to log in through your PayPal and I have virtual assistants, so I don't use it. But the PayPal credit card has, I don't remember what the name of it is. I don't know if it's the MasterCard, but I believe it's 3% cash back on eBay, which is really great. So credit cards, if you can use them responsibly, a great way to remain more competitive and, you know, increase your profit margins. And last but not least, number four, and I haven't really talked about this too much, but it's gift cards. Now, there are limitations on eBay for using gift cards. I don't know if it's $11,000 a year. I could be way off. I rarely use them just because a lot of times it's not a lot. Like, I'm not going to buy a gift card and only save 1%. But recently, there were gift cards on eBay that I believe were up to 10% discounted. I missed out on a majority of them. I did get a couple of them, But there's a website called raise.com, like raise your hand, R-A-I-S-E, right? Did I spell that right? And raise.com. It's a gift card website. A lot of folks use it for traditional online arbitrage, even retail arbitrage. But every now and then they have some pretty good deals for eBay. So keep that on the low. But those are four tips. Again, tax exemption, which is a no-brainer. You got to do it. Cashback portals, right? Like Top Cashback or Be Frugal. Using a credit card with cashback can definitely help you as well. And then gift card websites, raise.com is a good one. There's other ones out there as well. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the E2A Flippers podcast. This is also a video recording as well. So you can go over to my YouTube channel at rakinprofit.com. And if you want to learn more ways to find more items to flip from eBay to Amazon to increase your margins, I mean, I've done over 700,000 in the last year, 150K profit in the last year, almost 20,000 products flipped from eBay to Amazon in the last 2 years. Check out the eBay to Amazon Masterclass 2.0. I just released almost 100 brand new videos that walks you through the whole entire process, shares all the steps, all the secrets. We have a community of 1,000 plus people. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff going on over there. Check it out. You can go to rakinprofit.com/E2A Masterclass. I'll put a link on the screen. But with that being said, thank you so much. Thanks for all the positive reviews as well on the podcast over there at Apple and Spotify. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you and much love.